Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about a little node module, which I highly recommend checking out if you are using Flow. So before I get into this, what is Flow? So Flow is basically a static type checker for JavaScript, and it's something you really should be using. It's something that I'm learning a bit more about as I up my JavaScript skills, and I can see huge benefits of using type checking basically in any application or any language. This tool basically takes that and makes it a little bit better and kind of helps you get an understanding of what's going on. So what is Flow Coverage Report? So basically, it's a node command line tool that helps your projects which are using Flow types or Flow in their JavaScript code to keep track and visualize the coverage of the Flow type checks. So what does it give you? So it gives you a terminal report. So if you don't want anything fancy, you just want basically a report then and there in your terminal, you can do that. And it'll give you everything like what version you're using, has the check passed, like is there any errors, what kind of coverage percentage you get, total, etc., all the kind of details that you want. Optionally, you can actually have it as a visual or more in the browser. So basically it gives you a web page style report, and that report very much like in the terminal, but just a bit prettier, but it does go one step further. So basically that report gives you detailed breakdowns of what is missing. So you can essentially click on a row, basically gives you like a table, click on a row and it will show you, you know, what's kind of missing and things like that, which is really, really nice. And it's simple to install, simple to check. Like you don't really need to integrate it into your project. You basically, you know, npm install Flow Coverage Report. I'd probably install it globally, but, you know, depending on your needs, you can actually save it to the project just like any other node module. And then you just run flow-coverage-report with any kind of options, like specify the directories that you want to include and things like that, any patterns so you can exclude. It's got everything that you'd expect from a standard profiling tool. You can check that one out. Links are in the show notes to it. I'd love to know, have you used this? Do you think it's beneficial? Send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com for this episode, or you can send through an email to CoderCatchUp@gmail.com. If you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate it if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes. That'd be absolutely awesome. Also, if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, please check out that and make sure you subscribe, because that would be even more awesome. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.